Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories. The unofficial start of summer has seemed more like early spring of late fall, but there is some better news ahead today.
We're seeing signs the atmosphere is trying to dry out. We've seen some peaks of the sun. We're in a pretty cloudy period right now, but as we go through the afternoon, more times of sunshine mixed in. I think we're over the shower threat, maybe a sprinkle in some spots north of the city, but we're drying out too. It's not going to be a perfect Memorial Day, but a lot better than the last couple of days, with temperatures probably reaching the mid-60s. At the coastal areas, they may take the longest to brighten up longer, but inland spots could get close to 70, much better than just the 40s and low 50s the last couple of days. We'll keep you up to date on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
The weather is better for the Memorial Day events today. Our Samantha Liebman has more from the Intrepid this morning.
The Intrepid hosted a virtual event last year, but this year it returns in person to honor fallen service men and women. And some former crew members here today for the wreath laying as well as the unfurling of that 100-foot American flag. Meanwhile, out at Jones Beach, Parks Department spokesperson George Gorman says groups like the Air Force Thunderbirds agreed to stay on one more day to make the Bethpage Air Show happen.
It was very sad, you know, especially with New Yorkers coming out of the pandemic. So last night in the conversation with the commander of the Thunderbirds, he said that they would be willing to perform Monday. And I was like, this is great.
This year, the show not only honors the military, but healthcare workers. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds at the Intrepid.
No more midnight curfews for indoor dining around the state and in the city. Governor Cuomo says the change today should help struggling businesses. We've been begging for it for months. COVID positivity rates have dropped to a record low for the pandemic, just 785 people testing positive for the virus statewide Saturday, down from a peak of nearly 20,000 a day in early January. In the city, the latest number shows 277 new cases, 68 new hospitalizations, positivity rate of less than 1%. That's the target, 0.86. Statewide, vaccinations against coronavirus total nearly 19 million, although the rate of COVID shots is slowing. An early morning argument led to a stabbing in a Harlem subway station.
It happened at the 125th Street station at Malcolm X Boulevard. It was just after 6 a.m. And Ashley says two guys were arguing over money and drugs.
The guy kept coming close to him and close to him. And before you knew it, the guy was in a corner, so he had to defend himself.
Police say that guy pulled out a broken off umbrella handle to use as a weapon. But the other person pulled out a knife and then dropped it. The guy with the umbrella handle grabbed the knife and stabbed the 51-year-old victim in the rear shoulder, sending him to the hospital in stable condition. Police say the two men knew each other. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
Now, some of us have lived around here long enough to think of the August 1988 riots when we hear someone mention Tompkins Square Park. The run-up to that violence has been coming to mind lately for those who live and work around Washington Square Park now. They say open-air drug and prostitution markets have become a major problem. Violent groups threatening people, even first responders. Now the city is taking action. On Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, the park will close at 10 instead of midnight. Additional NYPD officers will be sent in to clear large groups out of Washington Square Park. They are not expected to go quietly. Asian Americans have faced a dramatic spike in violence in recent months. Correspondent Nancy Chen reports how some are finding new ways to protect each other.
They keep happening. Attacks on Asian Americans nationwide. In New York alone, 86 anti-Asian hate crimes have been reported so far this year, up from 19 in 2020. In response, people are finding ways to help their neighbors. Med student Michelle Tran has been distributing 14,000 self-defense devices, paid for with donations.
Having a personal alarm or a pepper spray or feeling equipped enough to feel more protected walking down the street is what we're hoping to achieve with this project.
The NYPD is investigating a homophobic assault in Midtown. Happened around 7 o'clock last night at the CVS at West 34th Street, 9th Avenue. Police say a 24-year-old man entered the store, was approached by a person who hurled anti-gay slurs out of nowhere, punched him in the back of the head and neck before fleeing the scene. The man who was attacked is okay, refused medical attention, not bloodied up, but should never have been attacked. The NYPD's hate crime task force investigating, and they have released a photo and video you could see at 1010winds.com. Generally speaking, there are cameras in drugstores all around the city, and there certainly was in this case. You can see the video, and they're hoping to track this guy down. Know anybody who's been backyard breeding German Shepherds in New Jersey? Does the operation look a bit sketchy? Police want to hear from you if you have a tip, because someone is out there dumping German Shepherds to fend for themselves in North Jersey. Megan Brinster is the executive director of the Ramapo-Bergen Animal Refuge. She tells 1010 Winds the dogs are terrified. Several of them were found without collars or microchips, just abandoned in areas of Bergen and Passaic counties.
By Friday, it went from, can we figure out how to, you know, work with Shelby, to, okay, looks like there's 10 dogs altogether that have been left throughout the state. And one that was left by the, two were actually left by the Palisades Highway, which is obviously incredibly dangerous. And the other ones were left in various towns and areas.
Again, officials believe the dogs have been dumped by someone running a backyard breeding operation. An animal cruelty investigation has been opened up to find the culprits. Shelters have taken them in, but they need a lot of love, care, and rehab before they can be ready to be adopted. Anyone with information asked to call police or the SPCA. Johnson & Johnson asking for a Supreme Court review of a $2 billion verdict in favor of women who claim they developed ovarian cancer from using the company's talcum powder. Johnson & Johnson denies its talc products cause cancer, called the verdict in the Missouri trial at odds with decades of independent scientific evaluations, confirming baby powder is safe, not contaminated by asbestos, and does not cause cancer. Love playing video games with your best friends forever? Correspondent Stacy Lynn reports the website is now looking for a pair of pals to pay to play.
Mario Kart! Whee!
You'll spend 21 hours playing video games and report on the experience. For your time and expertise, they'll hook you up with $2,000, a Nintendo Switch Lite, Nintendo Online Access, free snacks, and popular games, including Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. The posting from FrontierBundles.com says, "We want gaming duos who've blasted down countless zombie hordes, reclaimed Earth 10 times over from the blood-sucking space aliens, and who love to tackle the newest gaming challenge as much as they enjoy replaying retro throwbacks."
Speaking of retro throwbacks, can you name this game? Yes, Asteroids.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.